So 2,000 years ago, a man was flogged, and a crown of thorns was placed upon his brow. And people jeered, and they mocked him. A purple robe was placed upon him, and they struck him. They led this man up a hill. It was called the Place of the Skull. Arriving at the top, they nailed him to a cross. And there he breathed his last. The soldiers took this Jesus, this man, and they laid him in a tomb. But this was not just any man that they laid in the tomb. You see, this man, he loved the unlovable. He touched the untouchable. He forgave the unforgivable. This was not just any man that they laid in the tomb. In his presence, the demons, they tremble. The blind see, and the lame, they walk. This was not just any man that they laid in the tomb. He is the one who made bold claims. He said, "I am the bread of life." He said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is also the one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It was not just any man that they laid in the tomb. And in those hours and days when he was laid in the tomb, questions were raised. And we sometimes still have these questions. Does death triumph? Does evil have the last word? Is this man who he said he was? Is our hope ungrounded? Has the truest expression of love which has ever been seen been defeated? And all is silent as the body of Jesus lays lifeless in the tomb. Let's stand together. Then heaven answers. The ground shakes. And this God, who is the God of life, raises Jesus from the dead. This is the victory of God. The victory of God. Hope triumphs. Love has the last word. Jesus is the one he said he was. This is the victory of God. This man who is alive, he is the hope of the nations. He is the hope of a confused and broken world. He is heaven's champion. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. He is the one who angels worship, the Lion of Judah, our Redeemer, the Darling of Heaven, the Creator, our High Priest, our Savior, our God. He is the Living One. He was dead, but now look, he is alive forevermore, and he holds the key. keys of death and hell. This is the victory of God. Let's say it together. Hallelujah, he has risen. Hallelujah, he has risen. Hallelujah, he has risen. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are risen from the dead. Thank you that you are here with us now. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us. You would speak your hope to us. Amen. Amen.